Well, I should say, actually, Jono, ho, ho, ho. It's our Christmas and New Year's special. Russ and Jono rebooted. Oh. Happy Christmas. Happy Noel.
Oh, yes. And did you order the hose?
I beg your pardon?
Did you, we're on the air. Sorry. I thought you were talking about getting some hose in.
Hose?
You know. Hose, like,
to wash my car with, all the salt off from the roads.
That's right.
No, I didn't. By the way, I must tell you, an old mate of ours, Noel Edmonds, Noel, Christmas, Noel, has been in the jungle on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And do you know how much they paid him, Jono? Apparently 600 grand, and he only lasted 10 days. Nice
You're
work
joking.
If you can get it, mate.
That's amazing, because I read something online that Noel Edmonds was going to be in the jungle, because there's different versions around the world. There's an American version, a German version. In Australia, they have one that's shot in South Africa, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and they usually fly in a few kind of slightly damaged American stars or a few slightly damaged UK stars. But Noel Edmonds, does he really need the money though, Russ?
Well, he's in dispute with a well-known high street bank at the moment for several million pounds. I don't think he saw his QC's bill and thought, better go in the jungle. But, you know, we know Noel of old, and he came in quite a few times on the Russ and Jono show, but he got us, didn't he? Do you remember with that Gotcha Oscar with Clarkson?
It was unbelievable. I've still got the Gotcha Oscar, which you have to sort of have because they weren't the BBC and Noel's house party actually got into trouble for calling it a Gotcha Oscar, because you're not allowed to use the word Oscar. You have to use the copyright of the American Oscar in the film industry stuff. Yeah, because I remember even on the end of the BBC show, they used to have the Oscar, the Gotcha Oscar is nothing to do with the American film industry award, the Oscar copyright, blah, blah, blah. Blah. But when we went into Virgin Radio one morning to do our show, they'd been doing a bit of work, and they said, oh, we're just putting a few extra, like a security camera in. I don't know if they told us that, but they said, well, I think
they
Jeremy
did,
Clarkson.
Actually.
Yeah, did they? And Jeremy Clarkson's going to be doing like a celebrity traffic thing.
That's right.
He'll be up in
chopper,
the helicopter.
Wasn't he? Yeah, yeah. Oh, was it a chopper? It was a chopper. Was it a plane?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
no,
blimey.
It was a chopper.
Okay. And every time we went every time we went over to him, do you remember? Every time we went over to him, we go, okay, let's get the latest traffic news with from Top Gear, the one and only Jeremy Clarkson, and he would just go, thank you, Russ, thank you, Jono, I have no idea where I am at all, and he was just crap as a traffic reporter, wasn't he? It was dreadful.
And I was like thinking, well, and I remember we would turn the mics off and go, well, I don't think they'll be doing this again, because this is just sounding terrible on the air. And I'm thinking, are we going to keep doing this all through the show? It's Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear. Okay, big BBC star, but it must sound so amateurish on the radio.
Oh, we were laying into him, and Trev the Hippie, our producer, God bless him, he's still alive, by the way, Jono. He was going, oh, just calm down, lads. He's probably scared of heights or something. Anyway, this went on for about 2 hours. Clarkson was funny, and all of a sudden, the door burst open, and there was the little mullet man, Noel Edmonds, with a Gotcha Oscar, and we appeared on the show, Noel's house party. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I entered in a 2CV or something on the stage, some dreadful thing.
It was, and I think I came through a wall on the back of a motorbike or
with
something.
Clarkson.
But it was a double whammy Oscar, Gotcha Oscar. They did Clarkson as he came down in the helicopter. So basically, they were feeding him all the wrong information. We were getting complaints from people all over the UK saying, "Why don't you get Jeremy Clarkson off and get your proper travel person on? Because we're not understanding what's going on. I'm going to be late for work, et cetera, et cetera." Clarkson lands, and at the same time as he lands, we're sort of arguing about in the studio going, this is absolute crap. Why did we get roped into this? And then the door opens, and as you say, there's a... it's like, oh, hi!
Russ, Jono, gotcha! And it was great fun. And Noel came in on the show after that. We went on the show, didn't we? But you know what he's into now, by the way? You've been away from the UK for so long. I know you come here and stay in the Groucho Club for 10 nights or something every summer.
Just to pay back the tax man.
But that is not any way a grip on reality in this country. Noel Edmonds believes in something, Jono, and fellow Russ and Jono rebooted listeners called cosmic ordering.
Cosmic ordering?
Yes.
So, is that like Scientology or something?
Well, no. He reckons, Noel, and listen, he could be right, that the universe delivers whatever you ask it for. So, for example, he might think, I'd like a new series of Deal or No Deal. And he'd go, universe, please give me a new series of Deal or No Deal. And hey, presto, it would arrive. And he said it's all down to the positivity of the universe.
Look, I think that's a fantastic... It's kind of like Amazon. It's like Amazon on a bigger scale, or Uber Eats.
Uber Eats, so that's
like,
right.
It's kind of like... It's like
Uber
universe.
Ordering.
Yeah, that's, is that like... It's like a more cosmic version of Siri. Siri, can I have the number for Channel 4, please? The number you're after is this, Master Jono. Yes. Wow, that's incredible. So I'm going to try that tonight. I'm going to say... The cosmic ordering. Can you put me through?
No. You go universe.
Universe.
I love you. I'm part of you. Please give me a winning lottery ticket. Or whatever.
All right. I'll try it now. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Universe. I would like to be 2 stone lighter.
Impossible. Oops. That was the universe, by the way. Okay, but anyway, Noel Lemons in the Jungle, $600,000. Our old mate, Gotcha Oski. You might remember that from the days of the Russ and Jono breakfast experience. By the way, we're getting a very, very good reaction on our Twitter feed. We're on Facebook. We've got our own website, russandjono.com. People loving the podcast. Thank you so much for being in touch with us. Bernie Delaney is one of them. He says the best of luck to you, Jono. Keep up with your healthy recovery.
Thank you. Thank you, Bernie.
Pat Sharp. Yes. He's a big fan of the podcast. Phil Jones Hammersley has been saying nice things. Roger Russ is a big fan of Russ and Jono rebooted.
Yeah.
That's
rebooted.
A show we do in Scotland. Little island off the old western coast of Scotland. Russ and Jono rebooted. Gary Apsley, Peter Fox says, love you, which is kind of creepy. Kermit the Frog has followed us on Twitter. Anthea Turner, love you too, says Anthea.
Oh, thanks, Anthea.
I don't know whether Grant's followed us. Probably not. Trev Yo, Y-E-O. There's a make of yogurt named after Trev. Not Trev.
Yo.
So yo, Trev. Mark Grantham, radio guru Paul Chandler. Paul's a big fan of the Russ and John rebooted podcast.
Thank you, Paul.
Jace
Graham.
Opinionated girl. Opinionated girl.
That's my wife.
Yes, it probably is. Hi, Marge. Gareth Cottrell, only just discovered you two. Brilliant podcast. What about that? Just a little snapshot of social media. People love
the other
podcast.
The other thing that I was thinking about the other day, because I've been going through a lot of the stuff on russandjono.com and also through the Facebook page, a lot of people have been sort of writing in to letters to Russ and Jono where they're asking simple questions about, you know, Russ, Jono,
really?
Want to ask you, best band in the world, Beatles or Stones? That's from Josh and Adam in Leeds. So I reckon in some of these podcasts, we should offer a community service where Russ and Jono answer your simple questions of life and just give you a Russ and Jono type answer.
I like it. Yeah. Lost in Showbiz is coming up for you next, one of the big features from the Russ and Jono breakfast experience, and it's on the way for you after one of our 30-second music mixes with a Christmas flavour. Ho, ho, ho. It's
ho,
Christmas
ho, ho.
And New Year 2018, 2019, and we are here. audioboom.com/channel/Russ-and-Jono-rebooted or wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy this.
Hello, this is Nina Mishkoff, and I'm on the Russ and Jono Rebooted podcast. Yes, I am the old boot.
Hello there, world. It is the Russ and Jono Rebooted podcast, and a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone listening, because, of course, we love the festive season. We love you and all your feedback. And, Russ, have you got a Lost in Showbiz for us?
I will see whether I have. The producer with no name, because he's working on the sly.
I thought it was Lofty.
No, it's not. Play some showbizy type music. Oh, yes, that's it. And here we are. We are lost in showbiz. And these are, yes, that's right, a crazy story highlighting the absurd behaviour of famous people. And we are into the world, Jono, of rock and roll. It's a story about Van Halen.
Oh, they're very lost in showbiz.
Oh, yes, David Lee Roth and all the boys. They have perhaps the most infamous rock rider. That is a little list of things that they must have before they play a gig. Is perhaps the most infamous rock rider of all time. They say that M&Ms should be in big bowls, but no brown ones whatsoever in their dressing room.
It's like Spinal Tap, isn't it? It's like, you know, it's like, you know, the wrong size salami. I can't make it work on these square crackers.
They also want herrings in sour cream, very Scandinavian.
Yeah, yeah.
Hurdy-gurdy, and this is true, one large tube of KY jelly.
Oh, gosh.
Van Halen have since explained that the M&M demand was not intended to make promoters jump, only to make sure that they'd actually read the whole document that is their rider. Very, very clever. If there were brown M&Ms in the bowl backstage, the band thought to themselves, well, they don't read anything, and so we're now worried about lighting, staging, security, ticketing. The whole thing could be mucked up. The KY jelly, though, was a genuine request. There you go. Van Halen are lost,
in showbiz. I think I worked out what the KY gel's for, Russ.
Well, David Lee Roth has always got a smile on his face whenever I see him. So,
so they don't have to jump. They don't have to worry about jumping. They can slide.
Yes, exactly. Brown M&Ms. Anyway, Russ and Jono, when we do our very big UK Russ and Jono rebooted theatre tour later in the year, I've made that up, we'll be having a ride. And we're going to share it with you on the Russ and Jono rebooted podcast. So we've got some really good news that maybe some of our listeners haven't heard. We are going to be on the radio. From the 14th of January, aren't we, Jono?
Yeah, it's very exciting. On a brand new, fresh, dust-free, particle-free radio station called Fix Radio. And you can listen to it on your computer. You can listen to it on digital. And you can basically, on apps too.
All these
applications. I mean, the thing is, I know friends of mine who are in Australia still, and they've been listening to Fix Radio on... not in prison, but on their building sites and also... No, it's actually, there's a lot of people who aren't convicts here now. So the thing is that Fix Radio is actually fantastic because it plays the sort of music you want to hear while you're working, whether you're a brickie or a working, you know, woodworker or, you know, electrician or anything like that. It's a great idea.
Absolutely. And the catchphrase for the radio station is, "We're nailing it." And so we'll be going, it's Russ and Jono on Fix Radio. We start the 14th of January, 12 noon, okay? And Fix Radio moving up to Manchester on DAB, and we're part of that big push into the Northwest.
Well, so we'll be on in London and in Manchester, but basically, if you're listening on your app or if you're listening on your computer, you can listen to it anywhere in the world or anywhere in the UK, so it's fantastic.
Fix Radio, we're nailing it.
Oh, ouch!
Yes, be very careful. I've got one of those nail guns. One little prick into your body, it'll be like a balloon.
I tell you, over the years, I've had a few pricks in my body, I'm sure you have.
Moving on.
Talking.
It's time for the news with Edward and Shankar. Yes, thank you very much indeed. No, thank you very much indeed. Edward Sisson's hands over here.
And Shankar Ghoulies over here.
Shankar Ghoulies. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
And a very Merry Christmas to you,
Shall I go first?
Yes, I'm just getting my papers, shuffling them like Alistair Stewart
Absolutely
would on the lunchtime
marvellous.
News.
Okay, here we go. Well, I've got Christmas headlines. I don't suppose you have remotely.
Yes, I do.
Of course.
Yes.
I was just assuming you hadn't prepared as usual. But anyway.
No, I have. I had a very, very long weekend.
Sorry, Shankar. Okay, it's a headline in the Sun. It says, it's official, Santa's sack is bulging to its biggest size ever after Mrs. Claus caught him FaceTiming the Christmas fairy in the nude. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed. And also from the Daily Star. I say, Daily Star. There's a rumoured shortage of Brussels sprouts for the Christmas season, for Christmas meals, and the positive side of this all in the European Science Review magazine also says there's less Brussels. Says there'll be less Brussels, hence less farting, and less greenhouse gases, and a cleaner atmosphere all around and good for the environment.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Thank you very much indeed. Theresa May's having trouble with her Irish backstop, you know. Hopefully the doctor will sort it out. Anyway, on to the Daily Express. The headline says, "I stuffed a beautiful bird last night," says TV's Jamie Oliver. Thank you very much indeed. Very seasonal.
Thank you very much indeed. I have one here from the Daily Mail. Let me see. Police pull over a fat man in a red suit and a beard and has a full sack of presents. Says he's Santa Claus. He failed a roadside breath test. Turns out that he was just a fat man who'd been drinking brandy. Police said he was just drunk and mad. And there really isn't a sanity clause,
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
No, I insist, thank you very much indeed.
I think we should do our own T-shirts. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, thank you, Edward and Shanker, there with the rather unusual news service for this Christmas and festive period 2018. I think they've been a little bit on the old sherry. Jono?
Eggnog, bit of eggnog for Shanker.
Oh,
it's,
yes.
It's funny how the every time there's a festive season around the world, let's face it, there's always either a Brussels sprout shortage, or in Australia it's always there'll be a shortage of cherries, or they'll be more expensive, or a petrol strike like they've been having recently in France, all those big dramas in France with the we're not paying that much money with the petrol tax, it's outrageous.
So it seems
like that we're all getting gouged at Christmas time.
Yes, we are.
This holiday period. So just take it easy, folks.
Right then, Russ and Jono with a Christmas treat coming up for you. I'm Russ and Jono Rebooted. Thank you so much for downloading us or just having a sneaky listen, because coming up next, a big Christmas guest for you after another 30-second Russ and Jono Christmas mix, the one and only Little Leo Sayer.
Oh, fantastic.
This is Alastair Stewart for the Russ and Jono Rebooted podcast, so much better than the original. And frankly, if you listen to me, you'll see why I am so much better than either Edward Sisson's hands or Shanker Ghoulies. Thank you very much indeed.
It's Russ and Jono jingling all the way into your Christmas season.
Ho, 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 ho.
And of course, it wouldn't be Christmas without Russ and Jono and one of our greatest friends throughout all the years, Leo Sayer, who always makes us feel like dancing.
Oh, Leo.
Yay.
How are you?
How you doing, guys? How's your Christmas?
Oh, not too bad. It's fantastic. Thank you.
Got the reindeer tied up?
Yes.
A few other things as well.
On the spit roast. Now,
mine won't behave. They're just running all over the place. And you know, because the sun is shining where I am at this Christmas day, and it's just the reindeer just go mad. I mean, they need the snow to behave.
Absolutely. Now, Leo, you spend part of your time in Australia and part of your time in the UK.
I certainly do. Yes.
And
yes, I chase the weather.
You've just come. You've just come from rehearsals, because ever since you turned 70, you've been doing this international, worldwide 70s celebration tour. How long has it been going on for? Tell me about it.
Well, I was 70 in May. On May the 21st, that was my birthday, and for some reason, somebody came up with the brilliant idea that Leo Sayer, just a boy at 70, would be a good name for the tour.
Mm.
And they're extending it into next year. And I'll tell you what, we could be going past my May 21st next year in 2019.
Wow.
And I'll still be just a boy at 70. So they won't let me stop. But I don't mind. I like this holding up the years, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Leo, you're in a sunny place now. And do you miss the UK and the cold, cloudy, rainy, miserable Christmas weather?
A soupçon. I do a little bit. I used to love those kind of dark, freezing mornings when you climb onto the tube train and, you know, make your way into London in the grey fog as you walk down the road. No, I don't really.
That's fair enough.
But you, I mean, you've been...
Now we feel very lucky here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do come over. I've been 4 months over there this summer, based in England, touring during 2018 and travelling through Italy and Spain and Holland and Belgium. It's been fantastic. And I'll do the same thing next year. It seems to be a regular thing. So I split my life between the UK and Australia, even though I live here. I suppose you could say, I mean, I literally live here less than 3 months a year because I'm always travelling.
Yeah, and you've
But it's good to be based here.
You've just been doing rehearsals with my old mate Mark Kennedy and a band.
That's right. We've got a fantastic all-star band that we're preparing to do some gigs for next year, and we're just doing a couple of Christmas shows at the moment. So down here, down in Melbourne and in the country,
right,
in Victoria.
And
so it's all good.
Who are the best audiences, Leo? This is really putting you on the spot now, because as you know, the Russ and Jono podcast goes...
This is what I call a cricket question, isn't it? Who are you Barrack for?
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Exactly. Well, I won't Dead ask right. you that yet. That'll be later on. But so who?
No, I've got to say, the audiences in England this year have been, you know, off the planet. They've been just amazing. They've been off the scale. They've been cheering and clapping. I think in England... I don't know if it's something to do with Brexit, but the audiences definitely are cheering up.
Yeah, they're cheering up a bit, Russ. That's good
Leo,
news.
You
they're
cannot,
not being very Brexity, put it like that.
You can't keep mentioning Brexit. It's a very, very sensitive subject here, Leo. You should know that
by now.
Don't. Theresa May's having a big problem with her backstop, and a doctor says it's going to be okay.
No, don't.
She likes a heart.
Well, I think it all needs clearing out, personally, but never mind.
Well, the thing is, I was going to ask you also that when you do these tours, do you find that women are throwing their knickers on stage like they used to do it for Tom Jones? I mean, the thing is, like,
only if I pay them to do so.
Because, and also, when's there going to be a Leo Sayer movie? There's the Elton John Rocketman movie. Bohemian Rhapsody.
I've got to do some catching up. I mean, I don't know if Russ knows him, but we've got a real legendary singer down here called Jimmy Barr.
Yes, I do.
He's
of course.
Originally, yes, and he was the singer in Cold Chisel back in the day.
That's right.
And he's just released a double book, as it were, because he did part one and part two, and they've made a movie of him, and you can get that on iTunes, I think, all over the world. So he's gone into mega legendary status through all of that.
Yeah,
he does shows like Springsteen does, you know, in New York at the minute, where he goes and talks about his life.
Brilliant.
On stage, plays a few songs and everything.
Well, you could
do
that.
I suppose I should be chasing that soon.
You could do that.
The only trouble I have in my show is that I've got so many damn hits and so many popular songs. The show takes up about 2 hours. And we're just, and there's still some people that come up and say, why didn't you play that one?
Yeah.
So it's fitting them all in is very hard.
What's your favourite song,
any
Leo?
Other concept.
What's your favourite song?
I think Giving It All Away.
Yeah.
I think Giving It All
what
Away
a song.
Because it, well, I mean, and that is, of course, where the line Just a Boy comes from. It's kind of iconic, and it all started there because of Roger Daltrey covering it and,
yeah,
you know, giving me a fantastic breakthrough that. And I think it still means a lot to me personally, the lyrics, you know, because it's a song about determination that you're not gonna sort of give up, and you're not gonna do it everybody else's way. So it's a song of determination, and it's a good motto to have, you know, to say that, yeah, I'm gonna keep it with me. I'm gonna be strong.
We might have to do one of our Russ and Jono 30-second edits of
That's
Leo, because we've actually got the artist on the line. So we've got Leo Sayer. So have a listen to a bit of Leo Sayer edited to 30 seconds.
Do.
Yeah, okay.
He's
giving us his permission now. Have a listen to this.
Oh, that was
fantastic.
Marvellous. Marvellous.
Brilliant stuff.
Do you know what, Leo?
We only
play 30 seconds of songs on the podcast because we're too tight to pay the full whack to play out records in their entirety.
I know. So I know what you like. We're avoiding you up to now.
We are not going to pay you any money for appearing on this podcast. Okay, little buddy? So get that straight.
What a deal, eh?
Now,
yeah,
Leo...
You, This is the new way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Leo, I actually came, I think it was the late 80s. Is there a very famous recording studio in Hyde Park in London that you used?
There's one around there. Yeah, now I'm trying to remember all the studios there. We used to use quite a few. There was one in Marble Arch that we used to use.
I think that was the one.
God
that was
knows
the one.
I can't remember what it's called. But,
no. When I turned up,
always there.
I turned up to interview you. You were putting the finishing touches to another one of your masterpieces. And you did keep me waiting for half an hour because you were re-recording a couple of bits. But you were absolutely delightful.
Doing his hair, Russ.
And it was a great pleasure. That's
hair,
the only time
I...
Well, yes, exactly. It's the only time I've met you face-to-face. But I feel as though I know you, Leo, which is a good thing. And
I do remember you, mate. Yeah. No worries.
Yes,
no worries.
My favourite song of yours is If You Come Back to Me. I know it's a cover, but...
Back to Me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was that Aretha Franklin?
No, I love doing that. It was Aretha Franklin. It's a song that Stevie Wonder wrote for Aretha.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, Till
it's
you
one,
come
it's a
back
Wonder
to
classic.
Me, that's what I'm going to do.
Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I've been very, very lucky. Look, that's another one we can't fit in the show because there's just not enough time.
What?
But... It's been one of those illustrious careers that there's been so much music. Somebody did an interview with me the other day and they said, "Oh, you've been 45 years in the music business." I said, "No, 48, mate. You know, it's been going a long time." But the next thing is I'm writing my book and that's going to be out next year. I'm working on it at the moment and it actually is called Just a Boy. It's written actually by Gerard Hugh Sayer, my real name, because he's the only one who can tell the real story about Leo Sayer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
There'll be bits you leave out, like when you were doing all those gigs in Vegas. Remember we had a big talk about the old days in Vegas with Bill Cosby and all the other guys that used to...
Well, you know what? No, that won't be left out at all.
Oh, my God.
You know, look, I mean, Bill is serving his time probably now and was a devil, of course, with the women. But got to say, he was great.
Polite way of putting it.
Still like a pet. No, it was a great package, me and him, because he would tell the jokes and be the funny man, relax all the and then I'd often walk out after him and I'd have the audience in the palm of my hand. So, you know, it was just one of those great packages. But what can you say? Look,
so did he,
I mean,
by the sound of it.
I've been cursed by weird people my whole career.
I know.
Look, the show must go on. At Top of the Pops can never be shown because Jimmy Savile gets up in the middle of it, in the scat bit, you know, the scat verse, and he starts dancing in front of me. So it can never be shown.
No. Oh, well, he's gone now. He's gone to God. Yeah. He's up there.
I know. It's funny,
down,
isn't it?
He's probably not up there, actually. He's probably down somewhere else. In the basement.
Listen, we've got to let you go, Leo, because...
It's not a problem. I can stay forever.
No. We're saying we've had enough of you now.
No.
Have you got a Christmas message, Leo?
Yeah, what's the Christmas the Christmas message to all the Leo Sayer fans around the world?
Oh, God, what can we say?
What are you going
to
do?
You know, people do need to talk. They need to debate things and they need to be honest with each other. I've got a song called Everybody Lies on my new album coming out called Selfie. And that's not just a plug.
Yep.
But the song is all about the fact that everybody lies these days. Politicians lie. People forget their responsibility to tell the truth. And I would just say, tell the truth this Christmas. Make that your New Year motto. And just because politicians tell a pack of lies to us all, and lots of other people do as well, don't do it. Tell the truth. Be honest with each other.
Bravo.
That's how relationships stay together. That's
Bravo.
How we all become friends.
That's a great Christmas message.
True. That is more important than anything else.
No, exactly. I totally agree. And I want to ask you if you're going to tell the truth now. You are now an Australian citizen, I understand, and you're also proudly, like me, London-born. But when it comes to England playing Australia in something like cricket or football, where does your heart lie?
Well, I tell you, it's split, because if it's football... I'll definitely go for England.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because
gonna
there's
win.
Something in my heart is about the English team.
Yeah.
And I was so proud of them this year in the World Cup. Oh my God, they did such a great job.
They did.
But if it's cricket, I got to say, I barrack for Australia, and I always have done, because
get him off.
I love the spirit of
get Leo Sayer off now.
It's something else.
What's the matter with
Russ,
you, man?
Come on, Russ.
Leo, you're so honest, you're lovely, and you're an absolute living legend, and thank you so much for being our Russ and Jono Rebooted, the Christmas special. Ho, ho, ho. Leo Sayer!
Yay!
It's been a pleasure, boys. Thank you so much.
Oh, that was so good, wasn't it, Jono, to have little Leo Sayer? I mean, he's in the sunshine, enjoying Australia, and the UK is chilly, and in fact I suffer from SAD syndrome, kind of sad syndrome. In fact, on the Russ and Jono Rebooted podcast, it's called Sad But True syndrome.
True.
And I'm going to share with you now the reasons why Santa Claus, Father Christmas, every year breaks a number of laws, and perhaps should be spending time at Her Majesty's pleasure. Are you ready for this, Johnny? It's sad.
Thank you for sharing a sad story with us, Russ.
That's all right. Santa Claus comes around every year spreading goodness and joy to the world. Children love him for his presents, don't they? Your kids, I'm sure, went mad for Santa Claus. Parents love him because he gives the kids a reason not to be good, apparently, all year long. We didn't get many presents because we were never good, Jono, when we were younger. But in order to do his job, you know, Santa Claus apparently has to bend the rules a little bit. And he commits 5 crimes every year. It's sad.
Really?
But it's true, yes. Number one, breaking and entering.
Yes,
What would you do to someone who's quietly sneaking into your home late at night, eh? Dressed as Father Christmas. You'd get a great big lump of metal out and bosh!
I get the blunderbuss out, the old Coleman blunderbuss.
Boom! Love it. So that's crime number one, folks, that he commits. Secondly, he travels without a passport. No. Can't do that, mate.
No.
This is perhaps more serious, though. The third law that Santa Claus breaks every year is smuggling. Never declares anything at customs.
No, that's true. He just goes around the world in his big sleigh.
And he's a naughty boy. He could be going away till next year at this rate, couldn't he?
And also, the thing that worries me is those reindeers. I mean, they could be spreading disease from country to country without even knowing it.
Yes, you're right.
A little bit of jetsam and flotsam, and you know, the one with the red nose.
Yes, I know. Number four, the unpleasant thing that Santa Claus does: gives kids lumps of coal. I know it's not a true crime, but think about it. It might affect children when they find a little lump of coal instead of presents. They could be mentally disturbed by that, couldn't they?
And it could ruin the environment, you know, because we're against coal in most parts of the world. We're trying to stop using coal.
Exactly. And the fifth law that Santa Claus breaks on Russ and Jono's Christmas
Separate Trip.
Is it breaking wind?
Invasion of privacy, Jono. He knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Oh, that sounded a bit creepy. Anyway, there you go. Santa Claus, Sad But True on Russ and Jono Rebooted, the Christmas special. That is what you're listening to. We're on audioboom.com and wherever you get your postcards. And I know that we've got another special guest. We've had Leo Sayer on the podcast, Jono. Now, I believe Santa Jono is going to join us. Santa Jono! What have you got for us, Santa Jono?
Well, Russy boy, you're always a very, very good boy, as we know.
Thank you very much indeed.
Never have any problems with you, Santa. But I have been receiving a few letters from celebrities, big worldwide celebrities, asking.
Share them with us.
No, I haven't got a letter from her yet. But
please.
I haven't got a letter from Cher yet. But I tell you what. I tell you what. I've got one from Sir Richard Branson, Russ and Jono boss. Yes, Richard Branson says, please, Santa, I'd like a space rocket that actually works.
Hey!
Even if you have to contact that nice Elon Musk chappy.
Oh, yes.
But I'll see what I can do. What I've got here. I've got another letter.
From?
It's from little Theresa May, the Prime Minister currently of the United Kingdom. May need an edit if she's not. Theresa May writes, let me see, I'd like a new job in the new year.
Oh!
And I'd like a nice hard Brexit, please.
Oh, yes, I'll tell me to Philip. Anyway, not Prince Philip, her husband.
No,
Philip.
No.
Okay. Any more, Santa?
Another letter here. Oh, little Boris Johnson has written to me. Dear Santa, Boris Johnson here. I'd like a proper haircut for Christmas.
Well, there's no chance of that, no, I don't think.
No. Absolutely. Any more, or are we done, Santa
Let
Jono?
Me see. Oh, Philip Schofield.
Oh, yes.
Philip Schofield, I'd like a year's supply of Just for Men, please.
Ooh, yes, he needs it, the little grey man.
Oh, do you know someone called Julian Clary?
I do, yes.
Is he one of those very artistic chappies?
Apparently so.
He would like a year's supply of gender fluid.
What?
Yeah, and some nice gender fluid. It's supposed to be very, very appealing.
I couldn't agree more. It sounds actually disgusting, actually.
And one here from Stephen Fry.
Oh, yes.
Young Stephen Fry would like a nose-straightening job and a nice smack on the bottom.
Do you think you could deliver on all of those, Santa Jono?
I'm not sure yet. Oh, one here from young Russ Williams.
Oh, yes. What do I want?
I would like a Mickey Mouse football outfit. Well, I suggest Spurs. That would be a good
off,
team.
Get off, Santa Jono, you swine. Who the hell do you think you are? Thank you, Santa Jono there. It's Ross and Jono rebooted. Just having a bit of a laugh for Christmas. Do hope you're enjoying the podcast. It's nearly over, though, Jono. Already we've had Leo say it. We've talked about Noel Edmonds. We've done some cosmic ordering. We're lost in showbiz. Edwin and Shanker. Santa Sad But True. Santa Jono's Christmas list. There's not a lot more we can do, mate, because we're going to be back in the early new year with another episode of this podcast. But you know what time it is, don't you, Jono?
Is it? I'm just having a look at our little Russ and Jono studio clock. It says it's time to knock, knock, knock that naughty clock that says it's time to go. Our time is past, it goes so fast, and now we'll end our show. And as Russ and Jono always say, boys and girls, see ya!
Hey, Jono. Let's, yeah. It's Christmas. Let's put some women's underwear on. Come on.
Oh.
Go on, get those sussies on.
All right. Turn the lights
Happy
down
Christmas,
nice and
everybody.
Low.
Happy New Year. God bless you.
Be
all.
Safe. Be safe.
Oh, you look nice.
Thank you. Basic things the wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose. Oh.